Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, who likes racing? 832-430-2946. If you like racing, caller number four to 832-430-2946. You're going to win a pair of tickets to Texas Motor Speedway November 2nd through 4th and VIP pit passes. These tickets will include tickets to the Jag Metals 350 on the 2nd, the O'Reilly Auto Parts 300 on November 3rd, the AAA Texas 500 on November 4th. It is a prize pack to enjoy at Texas Motor Speedway. And by the way, I've been out there. I don't even like racing.
It's a blast.
But it is crunk. If you're from my generation, it is lit. If you're a 2000s baby, and it's groovy if you're as old as John Lopez. 832-430-2946. You're going to TMS in early November.
It is rad. A thought and an idea real quick before we get to around the NFL. We've got a lot to cover there. My thought was I just feel better after the think tank. I just feel better.
Well, after one like today's.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Unless a couple days ago, we were all kind of sitting there going, what? Y'all are better
like,
than that.
Like when I hear, hello, this is Gupta, I just smile.
Yeah.
Gupta's a piece of work.
Say that again. How's it go?
Hello, this is Gupta.
This is Gupta again.
And then I have an idea. Let's not talk about it here. Let's get to around the NFL.
Okay.
But just let this percolate a little bit, Landry. You know the stars of the think tank? The Guptas?
Eastside J.
Eastside J.
Show some respect.
I know, my bad.
You got Think Tank Dank, Eastside J, JR, JR the UPS driver, Gupta.
Yeah, all those guys. Who's the last rapper?
Coca-Cola Swanger.
Some of y'all need to start the Coca-Cola Swanger. Some of y'all need to start signing off with your name at the end,
right,
just so,
so
we know.
Here's my idea.
Yeah, we want to give you love. Just say,
At some point in the next month or two, let's have a meet and greet.
That's a great idea.
Oh, easily.
Let's have a meet and greet.
A live thing.
Because we get the numbers on not today because it's kind of jacked up, but we get the numbers on our caller ID. We could get a hold of the stars of the think tank.
Let's do a remote
and have a meet and greet.
But
that would mean the sales staff would have to sell us one.
Maybe they want to be mysterious.
If they don't want to come,
show up, that's all right. I got to
start hitting me up. If you're listening right now and you're one of those guys, hit me. Slide in the DMs on @LandryLocker and just tell me. Your name, because even if
or
we're
the
just,
name we gave you,
just tell me what your name is on the think tank and everything, and we can incorporate you throughout the show as well. Like, let's say you have something to say about Clowney, we give you a minute to just throw out a little Clowney.
But we should have a meet and greet. I think a lot of listeners would show up.
I've met Eastside J. I think yes.
Oh, and
let me just tell me that was not JR the UPS guy.
Oh, really?
I don't know. I thought it was. I thought it was the same dude from yesterday.
And who's our pothead friend?
Think Tank Dank.
Yeah, Think Tank Dank.
Think Tank Dank.
We can meet them all.
Fantastic.
For the listeners.
Fantastic. Who's not JA713.
Yeah.
I don't know why. The same phone number is showing up and everything. It was weird.
Yeah.
I know what's up. Something going on with the Texans right now because we just got a...
Interesting.
We're being a little bit investigative, admittedly so, but when Deshaun Watson takes the beating he took on Sunday, you start to wonder. Then he goes on the injury report, limited participant. Aaron Wilson of the Houston Chronicle just tweeted out a video of Deshaun Watson during practice, and he's sitting and watching Brandon Whedon during the media availability. Maybe they don't want to see how much you want you to see how much pain he's in, but it is interesting that Deshaun Watson sitting and watching Brandon Whedon. I doubt that's happened very much in the first few weeks of the season.
For most teams and for most every player on the team, if you don't participate on Thursday, you don't play on Sunday. Not quarterbacks. Quarterbacks can be the exception. But name a position, name a team in the NFL. If you do not participate at all in practice on Thursday, you do not play on Sunday.
And quite honestly, I think Bill O'Brien should consider this. Because I think this is one of the smart things that Jason Garrett did during his tenure.
Right.
At the end of the Tony Romo era, when Tony Romo had a banged up back.
Just sat him all the time.
No, he got Wednesdays off of practice.
Yeah.
So, and he had a couple of the best years of his career when he did that. Deshaun's ribs are very banged up. Even if he's okay, I think giving him one day off a week of practice might be beneficial to the Texans.
And the other part of this is that was only the small portion of practice that was open to the media where he was standing on the side.
Yeah.
He wasn't doing anything. He was just standing there. And so,
which in all fairness, let's call it what it is. We knew that was the case, though, in some
respect. He was limited anyway.
Because, the
but
Texans
I'm saying, let's say
much.
He did not participate.
I don't think he participated at all.
Well, again, generally speaking, that means you're not playing Sunday.
Listen, I would not be at all surprised. And again, I think we're all in agreement here. And I think one of the folks that tweeted into the show earlier said this. I mean, that he feared that they were downplaying the injury. I don't know that they're downplaying. I think they're downplaying the severity of it.
Mm-hmm.
Because we know the folks at NRG, all right, as tone deaf as they may be at times, that we are in agreement on one thing. They know the value of number four to this franchise.
Mm-hmm.
And they know that, God forbid, if something happens to number four, anything that would take him out for an extended amount of time for the season, that's a wrap.
Now, you do bend the rules for quarterbacks. So he may have not done anything other than what we saw yesterday and nothing today and still play.
Do you guys, have you ever been in a situation where maybe you increase your insurance plan? Like, if you have insurance on something,
mm-hmm.
they give you the opportunity to increase your insurance plan?
Yeah, because you're about to kill your girlfriend? What? Huh?
No, not a life insurance plan. I'm talking like
health insurance.
Like one of your goods.
I watch a lot of ID channels.
They're so good. They're so good. But one of your goods or something, let's say like a boat or something, like if they give you a chance to increase your insurance and you pay an extra amount a month. With the NFL trade deadline coming, even if your boat is still running, if you know weather's going to be bad, you increase that plan. With the trade deadline coming, should the Houston Texans consider bringing in a third quarterback just in case something does happen with Deshaun Watson? Because we've seen him banged up. They've played five games.
Wait, you thought trading for a quarterback?
I mean, I don't know. Like, is there someone out there? Maybe there's a Josh Dobbs in Pittsburgh who's a fourth-round pick last year. He's a little bit mobile. He's got some arm talent. He's a little bit of a project.
I'd just rather give up assets for something else.
But they just drafted Mason Rudolph. I'm just saying.
No, I know.
If we're accepting the fact that if Deshaun doesn't play, the season's over, that says a lot about his importance, but it also says a lot about we're not very high on Brandon Whedon. So if Deshaun does get hurt, you only have Brandon Whedon, and then you're at the likes of Taylor Heineke. Why not increase your insurance plan right now? More times than not, you don't use that insurance, but why not do it right now? Because there's a lot of guys that...
Because you've already got three quarterbacks on your roster.
Gosh, but look at the third one.
I think you don't do it because you don't want to give up assets for a fourth quarterback.
I guess Webb's all right. I guess
you don't
want to
give
fine.
Up assets. And the second thing is, I think they do like Whedon.
No, that's what I'm saying. We may not be in love with Joe Whedon. We might as well just combine the two of them. We may be okay with Brandon Webb, Joe Whedon.
If you could combine those two, by the way, you'd have a damn good quarterback.
Yeah, you'd have a mobile Brandon Whedon? Watch out.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what.
Oh, beat out Deshaun. If you had a mobile Brandon Whedon, he might beat out Deshaun.
Let's get
it. He's got a rocket. You're talking about a rocket.
You've seen Whedon throw that ball?
No, Brandon Whedon. I'm not saying Brandon Whedon ain't got a pill. All right. Brandon Whedon can throw the pill. That's what I'm saying. They're okay with Brandon Whedon. They're okay with Joe Webb on that roster.
No, they love him. And I don't want to give up anything just for that insurance.
Listen,
I get the concept, but
if you're going to trade for anything at this stage of the game, I would take a flyer on possibly...
We don't know O-lineman, but if you can improve the O-line, you can do that.
An O-lineman, maybe a cornerback if you get one on the cheap or get one for a reasonable...
Kevin Johnson's coming back. He gets in the way.
He gets in the way of people. Shout out to Stanford Route. And those are the two that jump off the page to me. And you know what? Maybe, just maybe, I might make a trade for a wide receiver. And I'm going to tell
you. Well,
just because Kiki and Will are banged up?
Will Fuller, as Stanford Route said yesterday, that hamstring ain't going anywhere. And he looked terrible on Sunday. He's going to be dealing with this all year long. I just don't know. Listen, we love Will Fuller, all right? Because when he's healthy, he brings a tremendous dimension to this offense, but we can't count on him.
Look, both of your guys' plans I like in theory. I just feel like if you're going to give up stuff,
like
receiver and quarterback are the last two you're going to give up right now. I get they're banged up, but that's your deepest position offensively.
What, receiver?
Yeah.
Deepest is in what, guys that can produce?
What's deeper? Not quarterback, not running back, not tight end, not tight end.
I'd say tight end.
I mean, until this week, we hadn't even heard of Ryan Griffin.
But that's what I'm saying.
But receivers, you had DeAndre, Kiki, burst out.
Okay.
Obviously, Will Fuller, when he's healthy, we know what he can do. He scores a touchdown every game.
But that's the problem, is he can't stay healthy.
But what I'm saying is, if you're going to say give up a sixth-round pick, it's not for me, it's not going to be at receiver.
You wouldn't give up a sixth-round pick for a guy that's a solid number two starter in the NFL? A sixth-round pick.
I would, but not before I did something else.
Right. I guess if that's what I'm saying. Yeah. I'm not saying this team's in dire need of some wide receiver help, but I just feel like if you can give as many options to Deshaun Watson, because our feeling is this: you save him this week against the Bills, he gets another week of preparation for the Jacksonville Jaguars, and you keep him reasonably healthy. But if you can give that guy one more option, all right? Because again, we've seen what he can do when he's got healthy wide receivers, and obviously, we don't know that Will Fuller is going to be that guy.
Can I do the tease for a change? Can I do your job?
I would love for you
to do
my job
once a week.
Oh, the fact that you want to do it has got me kind of excited. That's what teasing's
it's
all about.
It's got me nervous.
I do this in my sleep, man.
Boom goes the dynamite.
I got a podcast, remember that.
He's been teasing people for years.
You don't tease in podcasts?
Yeah, we do.
Are you teasing in your podcast?
Maybe not in your 41 acres.
But on Bite Me, yeah, come on.
Bite Me, we know how to do it, baby.
It's a radio experience
right there.
Are
you ready for a Lopez tease?
Oh, I'm ready for a Lopez tease.
Jadeveon Clowney, Ripped Management, next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.